Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Sean P, man. Crucifix, man. Seen a lot of good people die, man. Real young, man.
I done been through hell and I felt the pain. I done seen the whole world go through a whole lot of change. I seen a mama watch a baby die just for getting high. And 20 minutes later go get high. I seen killers get justified and all the why. Scratching my head, wonder how's it right. I seen some real good people die in the crossfire. Us men afraid of losing their pride. And it's a pain in the suburbs, a pain in the streets. And it's a war in the church, war in the east. And listen,
welcome, welcome, lovely listeners and brothers in arms to a brand new year of Renegades Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, we're embarking on a journey of personal growth and transformation, diving deep into a topic close to our hearts and souls, redefining masculinity in the modern world. Inspired by the soul-stirring lyrics of To Be Man by Dax, this episode is our starting line for a year of profound understanding and transformation. Our society is worth by his material success, but as Christians, we value life, relationships, and spiritual growth. For what does it mean to man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Mark 8:36. Let's redefine success that truly fulfills and balances our life. Now that we've explored the depths of masculinity, let's turn our attention to actionable steps we can take in the year. First and foremost, set aside time for self-reflection. Dive deep into your own beliefs and values. Man you want to become. Seek out supportive communities that align with your newfound understanding of masculinity. Practice mindfulness to cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness. And don't forget the importance of mentorship, both in giving and receiving guidance. But fear not! There is a path towards a new definition of masculinity that is inspired by our faith. We invite you to explore the concept of Christ-centered masculinity. This isn't about strength or courage, but embracing the full spectrum of what it means to be a man. Think of Christ's compassion, his heart, the emotional depth they display. These are not weaknesses, but profound strengths. The faith lets embody these qualities, breaking the mold of what the world often tells us to be. We hear about generational patterns. It's crucial we recognize these cycles and strive to break them. I've seen it in my own life, and maybe you have too. Changing perception and overcoming past definitions. Let's be the generation that rewrites the script, setting a new standard for what it means to be a man. But fear not. There is a path towards a new definition of masculinity that is inspired by faith. We invite you to explore the concept of Christ-centered masculinity. This isn't about discarding strength or courage, but embracing the full spectrum of what it means to be a man. Think of Christ's compassion, David's poetic art, and the emotional depth they displayed. These are not weaknesses, my friends, but strengths. As men of faith, let's embody these qualities, breaking the mold of what the world often tells us in to be a man. We hear about generational patterns. We recognize these cycles and strive to break them. I've seen it in my own life, and maybe you have too. The challenge of changing perceptions and overcoming past traditions. Let's be the generation that rewrites the script, setting a new standard for what it means to be a man. As we round off this episode, I want to summarize the key points we've discussed. We've delved into the weight of traditional masculinity, explored the concept of Christ-centered masculinity, discussed breaking free from negative generational patterns, and reflected on redefining success and value. It's been an incredible journey, and I hope you're feeling inspired, encouraged, and ready to walk alongside us in this pursuit of an enlightened form of masculinity. As we step into this new year, I want to leave you with a message of growth, understanding, and faith. Explore and redefine masculinity in your own life. Embrace compassion, vulnerability, and emotional depth. Rise above societal expectations and focus on the qualities that truly make you a good man. Together, let's create a better world where everyone, regardless of gender, can flourish. My dear listeners, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and insights on the topic of redefining masculinity.
Lost my potteries, and ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask them lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter to my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shadow Quinn, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Frank, though. Freaking T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.